BTL, Between the Lines, on ESPN Ithaca.
Nick Karski with you here on this Thursday. As somebody who has a journalism background and somebody who is always interested in new stories and new ideas and learning about this, that, or the other, especially when it comes to sports, sometimes there are much bigger things than the competition itself. I recently learned that that's the case with Connor Lewis, senior for SUNY Cortland Track and Field, who is the president of the SUNYAC Student Athlete Advisory Committee, also known as SAC. Recently, SUNYAC students hosted a Special Olympics event up at SU. Connor is very much a part of the Special Olympics at SUNY Cortland as well. And he joins us now on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines to chat about his experiences and his journey of being highly involved as a student athlete within the local community. And Connor, thanks so much for the time. As I mentioned, you're involved with the Special Olympics. You're the co-founder of the chapter up at SUNY Cortland. What made you get involved with the Special Olympics?
Yeah, well, that's actually kind of a funny story. So I started my sophomore year. That's when I got involved with all of these things. And I really just, I was thinking of getting involved in those kinds of things anyway. And I met a girl in my psych class who, you know, growing up, Special Olympics was kind of her life. And so we started talking about it, and I really owe a lot of it to her for getting me involved. But, you know, once we sort of had that idea and we said, okay, yeah, we're gonna do this, everything just kind of kept rolling, and it came together within a semester, and now we have a great club. We have, you know, around 15 athletes, and we've been having a lot of fun with it.
That's so cool. When you kind of look at things, I mean, some student athletes, they go to school, they worry about their playing time, worry about staying in shape, and that's basically it. You've taken it to another level with your on-campus community involvement. Why do you feel like that's so important to you?
Yeah, for me, everything I do really has its own specific reasoning, and I could talk all day about that, but what a lot of it comes down to is I have been given all these opportunities. I have the opportunity to go to school, compete in the sport that I love. And with these leadership positions, I have the chance to really go and make a difference, I think. So, you know, if I can make a difference in that way using the opportunities that I've been given, then I think that's one of the most important things I can do.
Was there a moment or a time or a place where you feel like the light bulb kind of turned on and you realized all of that, that you had those opportunities, that you were in position to make a difference? Was there an actual time, place, and or moment where it all kind of came together where you said, you know what, let's make things happen?
Yes, there was. I can't say that there was a specific time and place, but it was definitely a period of time where I was sort of my freshman year. I was just sort of going along. I was on the track team, getting fine grades. I wasn't really doing anything else. And I had, you know, some issues that I was working through. And I realized that, you know, I'm having these issues because no one's really reaching out to me. And I'm sort of, I have my friends, but, you know, the connections didn't go a whole lot deeper than that. So I kind of realized at that point, you know, I'm here and I can do something with these opportunities that I've been given. So over that summer, I kind of really decided to just get after everything and give 100% that to everything that I involve myself with, and just see what I can make happen.
Well, I can't imagine how rewarding it is for you in that sense, because here you are trying to seek out something for yourself, but at the same time, you're helping others. It must just be a wild and emotional sort of feeling.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because, you know, we just had our SUNYAC SAC retreat for the fall, And that's a great example of, you know, collaborating with other student athletes from around the conference and hearing everyone's ideas and seeing what everyone is doing. And it just gets you really jacked up to go do more. And each time we put on a successful event, we have a successful practice or put on a successful program, it's like, okay, that was great. What are we doing next? And it really is just a great feeling, and it makes you want to see what else is out there.
Connor Lewis, our guest here on BTL, member of the SUNY Cortland track and field team, also the SUNY X SAC president as well. I want to go back to this past weekend as the SUNY X hosted a Special Olympics event up in Syracuse, up at SU's campus. What was your favorite or maybe most memorable memory from this past weekend?
Yeah. And that was a really great weekend. I had a ton of fun. I don't know if there was a perfect moment, but I think when I realized everything was coming together is as our athletes started trickling in, they were coming in. And, you know, you never know how those things are going to go. So I would walk up and introduce myself, said, "Hey, you guys ready to go?" And they really lit up. And, you know, just seeing these athletes come in excited to have this opportunity and excited to just play some sports and have some fun. That was, once I realized that all the energy was there and everyone was coming in, that was a really, really great moment.
There's so much important with the Student Athlete Advisory Committee, the SAC, promoting involvement with student athletes within the conference. How did you get involved with that, and how have you progressed to being the president of that organization?
Yeah, well, I started, again, that was another thing that sort of started my sophomore year, and I got an email about joining the Student Athlete Advisory Committee on campus, and I said, yeah, that looks great. So I applied for it, and I became the team's track representative, and from there, it was just kind of, there was an open spot to go to the SUNYAC retreat. They said, does anyone want to come? So I raised my hand, and I ended up there. I realized, you know, there's a lot more going on than it seemed to me at that time, and it was a great thing. So from there, I ran for the cabinet position. We had a really great time doing some things with the board. I was just an alternate at that time. And then this past spring, there was sort of a moment where I was like, well, do I want to run for president? I have these other things going on. You know, it scared me a little bit, but I said, okay, you know, I think I can do this. I think I can make a difference, and let's make it happen.
So with that, how have you been able to balance being the president, balancing your schoolwork, balancing extracurriculars like the involvement with the Special Olympics, and also preparing for the upcoming season?
Yeah. So that is obviously a challenge. It's a lot of things on my plate, and you can definitely say time management, you know, just getting after it every day and seeing what you can kind of squeeze out of each minute when you have a second. But I think another really important part of that is giving myself the breaks that are necessary, because I can work hard for 6 days, but I always do take a day to rest myself, because taking that rest just allows me to get after it harder the next day. And I think that's something really important that a lot of people sort of neglect, is allowing yourself to take a breather, allowing yourself to have fun and just relax for a day.
We're chatting with Connor Lewis, senior for the SUNY Cortland track and field team here on BTL. He's the president of the SUNY X SAC, also heavily involved with the Special Olympics as well. You know, I found out about what you're doing and everything like that from your sports information director, Fran Alia, who heard from your head coach, Steve Patrick. It always seems like he's really involved in a lot of this kind of community-oriented stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Coach Patrick has been fantastic along the way.
Yeah.
Not only just being cooperative with me, because, you know, sometimes I do have to reschedule practice or something like that, but truly supporting the initiatives that we're putting forward. So, you know, for example, we have the Cortland Classic. It's our home track meet in the spring. And myself and the other board members in the Special Olympics Club were saying, oh, you know, we have these athletes. We should get them involved with our track meet. And so I brought the idea to Coach Patrick, and he was on board, ready to go right away. We had to figure out the logistics of that, but just having that support through him has been a huge help to us and our athletes.
What is that like? Because you mentioned the Cortland Classic, and it obviously brings a lot of local college athletes from around the area and really from around New York State. But when everybody is kind of glued into those who are competing that you're bringing in, what is that like, and what is the excitement level like for those athletes who are competing when, frankly, they might not necessarily be able to on a quote-unquote big stage?
Yeah, and that's what we really love about the opportunity to have this event is a lot of the times they aren't going to get that opportunity to run in a track meet with a full stadium and multiple teams of athletes cheering them on, and that's just a really, really gratifying thing. You know, we have these kids at practice every week, and that's a ton of fun, but to be able to say, all right, you know, here's what we've been training for. Let's get up there on the big stage, and just seeing them not break a smile for the whole day. And, you know, we give them a little awards at the end of the day, and it's just, it's a ton of fun, and it's part of giving them an authentic experience. A lot of the times, you know, these athletes are denied because people think that they can't handle the big stage or things like that, but that's not true at all. And they're athletes like the rest of us, and they deserve to have that opportunity.
Connor, before we let you run, what do you got coming up for you here in your senior year, whether it's academics, track and field, SAC, what's coming up for you?
Yeah, well, so this is my first full year that I'm going to get to be the president of the SUNYAC SAC, and that's really, really exciting for me because we have a fantastic group this year, and I think we're going to have the opportunity to get a ton of things done. I'm vice president now of the Special Olympics Club, and in addition to that, I'm working as the representative for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and that's another group that we're really excited to be a part of, just kind of bridging the gap between all different communities and bringing things together. So we'll be working on a lot of that. And then the track team, being a leader on the track team, I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, embracing these freshmen, the transfers, anyone who's coming in new, because that's what I love to do. I love to teach things and bring people in and make them feel comfortable. So those are just a couple of the things, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
So awesome. Hey, Connor, thanks so much for the time. Thanks so much for stopping by BTL. We really appreciate it, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.